Welcome once again to In the Garden. I'm Kelly Casey, and our co-host, Shar Shar, will tell you, how does your garden grow?
Well, can I mention my indoor garden?
Because
sure. The sunshine being stronger this time of the year is causing my African violets to break into bud and bloom. I am just so tickled pink, and there's about 12 of them that are blooming right now.
Well, you definitely have the green thumb when it comes to violets.
I guess.
I love your collection of them, and they're big and small, and they're always wonderful. And so even if things don't look quite ready to pop outside, inside is always just a harbinger of things to come. All right, we are going to get going with today's topic, but I would like to thank also our sponsors, also KDWA, for bringing this program to you every Wednesday. It can be heard online or on air, and we have a new topic every week. If you'd like to contribute, we'd also like to say thanks very much to everyone who sent in a picture of their she shed, one of our topics a couple of weeks back. And our she shed show was a lot of fun to do. It also made me think that I really need to get going on one. So thanks for all those pictures. All right. Well, today's topic is one that's really important to a lot of us, and that is gardening on a budget.
That's right. There are those of us who love to garden, and there are also those of you thinking about gardening for the first time. And maybe you think it's too costly a hobby to take up. I beg to differ. There are methods you can adopt to make the move to enjoyable gardening also enjoyable on your pocketbook. For starters, if you don't have a garden plot or a tiller to work up the ground, but you've got a little corner of your backyard, other than buying a tiller, I do have to say you'll probably have to invest a little hard work on your part. That would involve digging up a spot in your yard that would be suitable for gardening.
And also check the marketplace, because people often advertise their very reasonable prices to come and till.
Oh, tilling services. Mm-hmm. Sure. Remember, before you dig or do hire a tilling service, make sure the area has sufficient sunlight. For veggies, at least 6 to 8 hours.
And also check for underground utilities.
Oh, yeah. That's highly important. Also, make sure it's not too far from your water source or on the opposite end of that subject. Make sure your future garden spot doesn't sit in a ponding area where the water will just sit and sit and doesn't drain away well after a heavy rain. Also, your soil may need some additives, so if you don't have a compost pile, maybe it'll be a good time to start one. If you do it early enough in the season, you may have some compost ready in time for a late application in summer. So don't be afraid to start the composting routine. Just don't add any meat or food to it that wild critters will be attracted to. Now, tools. Most homeowners have some type of basic gardening tools, like a rake or a shovel. And if you're not able to get at a set of tools, if you have a close friend or relative, perhaps you could borrow some tools, at least early in the season when you have to prepare that garden plot.
And you don't have to have every single tool to start out gardening. I think some people make that mistake.
Yes.
And they think that they're going to have to invest in everything in the line.
Right.
It really is, you can start out simple.
Right. And because that would get costly if you got every single one.
It's tempting, but not necessary.
But always remember, return those borrowed tools to their owner. Also, watch for some of the local hardware store sales. They like to usually run ads in spring to draw attention to the tools that they do have for gardening. Yep. Once your garden is tilled and planted, I highly recommend a good sturdy hoe and a hand trowel to keep the weeds down. So let's say you've been able to work up your garden plot, and now it's time for seeding and planting. In these unusual times, there's been a run on garden seeds, so you might find some varieties that are in short supply. So if you're out there, do your seed shopping early or go to one of your dollar stores. They will have seeds. The only problem is they don't have a lot of seeds per packet. So you might have to buy several depending on the size of row that you have. And usually they sell them like four for a dollar, I think.
And there's a lot of online resources as well as the resource of our wonderful sponsors.
Correct. That's don't forget them. And while we're talking seeds, a good rule of thumb is to start tomatoes from seed somewhat early so they aren't too tiny when you set them out in the garden. So mid to late March is a good time to start tomatoes indoors. We'll talk a little bit more about germinating seeds in a future show. So seedlings. Let's talk seedlings or set-out plants beyond those you try to start indoors on your own. Unfortunately, early in the season, there aren't sales on set-out seedlings. A more inexpensive way to buy ready-to-go plants is in six-packs rather than the individual 4-inch pots that have only one plant per pot. The plants in the six-packs tend to be smaller, but don't worry, they'll catch up.
They really do.
They do. And I do know of some local merchants that have purposely kept their 4-inch prices the same as in previous years. So that's always nice to see. And then also, if you have a somewhat average to large size garden, some merchants will give you a price break when you buy 6-packs. So watch for signs on the doors of the greenhouses for that. Now, for non-edible and even edible plants throughout the season, you may see garage sales, garden clubs, church sales that advertise they are offering plants. So check them out. They're usually full of good deals and because they want to move those plants. So I would check those sales out. Now, Kelly, you have some information on horticulture classes in schools, correct?
Some of the lucky school districts, including our local one, have horticulture programs, and ours even has a full-fledged greenhouse where students have a chance to really get into the dirt and find out what it's like to get those seeds started and how to manage a greenhouse, how to sell it. And once again this year, even despite the up and down in class, out of class, online Zoom class, there will be a plant sale that will be held in Hastings early in May. And we'll have more information about that on our next shows. So come heck or high water, it's going to happen. And those students are going to benefit from learning how to take care of plants.
Right.
And it's always a great sale. I always look forward to it.
Well, keep that in mind, folks. Also, when established home gardeners are dividing their hosta, iris, daylilies, and other plants that tend to multiply, and let's say your own yard is kind of bare, be on the lookout for curbside freebies. I know Kelly has taken up some of those offers.
Oh, you ratted me out, but that's true.
Did.
There is nothing more exciting than going along the street, looking over and seeing a little box, maybe a little carton that says, free.
Free. I love it. I've seen that too. So if you're lucky to find any of these, just make sure that you check the dirt and the matter that surrounds these plants because you could possibly be getting a healthy dose of Creeping Charlie. So really check the items that you are picking up from the curbside before you plant it into your own carefully tilled soil. Also, if you find a free sign by some curbside plants, you may not always be able to tell the color of the perennial or whatever it is you're getting. So those are the chances you have to take.
I usually put those in a container for a wait and see season.
Oh, there you go.
And then find out what's actually in there. That also prohibits the growth of that Creeping Charlie.
Perfect idea. Perfect. And it also helps to have gardening friends. I say that because sometimes just swapping something you have for what others are growing is quite possible. I mentioned hosta, iris, and daylilies before. These are the type of perennials that are easy to divide. They transplant like a dream. And once they're past the shock of dividing and transplanting, it really is hard to kill them.
And once again, you're listening to In the Garden with Kelly and Shar right here on KDWA. We're here every Wednesday with some garden tips and tricks and just sharing our love of gardening. All right. So if you've got some of those garden friends, if they're willing to share with you, that sounds like a great way to build a garden on a budget.
It does. And it is. And then there's just your basic greenhouse sales. Over the years, I've watched for sales at some well-known larger greenhouses. I've purchased some really fine specimens. So if you can wait for later in the season for those sales, that's a way to go if you can't find it locally. Just make sure on those sales that each pot has a plant tag of what you are buying so that you know the growing requirements. Now, season-to-season budget watching, Kelly and I have talked about this, and we do this a lot, seed saving. This saves you a lot of money. Remember those marigolds you purchased? Well, marigolds are one of the easiest annuals to save seed from and perpetuate from year to year, provided you dry them correctly, spread out the individual seeds. Don't necessarily leave the seeds all in that same clump of the flower head that they are in. And then put them in a paper envelope when they're thoroughly dry, mark down whatever color or variety they are, and put them in a cool, dry place to store.
And never put them in a plastic bag.
Bingo.
So it's so easy to do. Just zip them right in there, and they will end up molding. So yeah. Never put them in a plastic bag.
Mold is the enemy in those. But other seeds that are perfect for saving from year to year, and which I have done, bachelor buttons, the annual poppies, not the perennial poppies, hollyhocks, nasturtiums, four o'clocks, cosmos, sunflowers. The list goes on and on. Now, with perennials, it's a little more difficult. You can do it, but not always with the desired result. For instance, if you save the seed of a peony flower, yes, you can get a plant to grow from that seed, but the flower may not be identical to the mother plant. It won't be as showy, and it might wind up being a single rather than a double. So in order to get the same type of peony plant as the one you're trying to duplicate, you need to dig up a portion of the root of that plant if you want that same color. Sorry to inform you about that. So when you're starting those seeds you've saved from the previous year, we talked on a recent In the Garden with Kelly and Shar show about inexpensive methods of starting seeds, using paper coffee cups, cardboard egg cartons, even toilet paper tubes. Those and a windowsill may be all you need to start seedlings indoors. Oops, I forgot to mention, you'll need potting soil. So a lot of seeds are direct sow, and you don't need to start them indoors. It just all depends on what you're hoping to grow. Check the back of the seed packet for instructions whether they are best directly sown or not. Now, come autumn, if you wanted to keep some of those gorgeous geraniums or a fine coleus plant, even a fibrous begonia, over winter till the next spring, remember taking slips, which is cutting a shoot off of a stem, is another option to save money. It helps to have some windowsills or sufficient light for them to make it through the winter months. So I know I've been doing this for years, and so
and my windowsills are full.
Mine too. Gutter garden. I did this last year, and this is for starting right out in the middle of a garden on a couple of fence posts. And if you have an old gutter from the eave spout that you maybe don't use anymore, you put in a new method of catching rain, this is perfect. Just fill it with some potting soil, maybe mixed with some seed starting mix so it's not real heavy. And I had the most beautiful crop of lettuce. I couldn't keep up with it. And the only thing I had to look out for were the birds. So it worked well. I had two posts, one gutter. I nailed it to
And it was
post.
Elevated,
it
too.
It was elevated
so
about
the bunnies
4
didn't get
feet.
To it.
Yeah, right. The rabbits were outfooled by me. But the gutter was about, 4 feet off the ground. And I just kept it watered when I watered the rest of the garden. Lettuce is better than spinach, I'll tell you that right now, because it has a smaller root system. Spinach has too big of a root system. So if you're just growing leaf lettuce, for instance, perfect for that. So there's a method of growing something and not having to have a lot of money. So you can have a successful garden this year and every year, and you don't have to break the bank to do it.
That is so good to know. And gardening is the number one hobby in the United States.
That's
so
right.
Join us. All right, before we go, we do need to ask a question. And this question comes in from Karen in Hastings. And she wants to know, what do you do with maybe a hyacinth bulb that you've gotten for a gift and it's done flowering? What do you do with it next? I know. Let's ask Char.
Well, if it was in a hyacinth vase, I'm sorry to say, it probably gave its all in that hyacinth vase. They don't really get nourishment out of just plain water. Now, if you were given a hyacinth gift in dirt, that's perfect.
Because, like a bulb garden.
Like a bulb garden. That's perfect. You let that dry out, plant it in the fall. But you can try to get the ones that were grown in those glass hyacinth vase that kind of look like an hourglass, but they just maybe will produce a couple of blooms next spring. One thing, if you planted it now, you could do that. You might want to trim the roots because they really get long roots in that water, but I won't guarantee anything. They just aren't getting any nourishment from that pure water system.
It's good to know. Well, thanks for your questions. And if you have a question for Let's Ask Char, send it to ITG with Kelly and Char at gmail.com. You can always chime in on our Facebook page as well, In the Garden with Kelly and Char. And we add something to that almost every day. A new tip or maybe a link that we found that we think that will be beneficial to our listeners. We want to make your gardening successful. And no matter whether it's a large garden or small, and whether you have lots of money to spend on your tools or you want to grow a garden on a budget, we're here for you. We hope you'll tune in again next Wednesday for In the Garden with Kelly and Char.
Bye, everyone.
That's our show for today. Be sure to tune in next week to In the Garden with Kelly and Char, heard each Wednesday on KDWA Radio and online at kdwa.com. Time is close at hand.